Okay, we are picking up from the Gemara on Gimel Amud Aleph, four lines from the top of the words of Elifta Chadein Beresha. Our learning is once again sponsored Le'iloi Nishmas Shulamis Bas Yaakov. The Neshama should have an Aliyah. So the Gemara says now Elifta Chadein Beresha that the Tana should open the Mishnah by teaching us the halacha of Yados first. Meaning, the way we had a chesir mechzer, we had a way that we amended the Mishnah, and the way that we amended the Mishnah, which says, kol kinu nedarim kinedarim, and then we had kol yados nedarim kinedarim. So the basic law of kinuyim is taught before the basic law of a yad. But since we're saying that the second one is a bigger chiddush, so the Tana should have presented the basic law of a yad, and not just its explanation, before that of a kinuy. Both of them should have been mentioned first. So the Gemara says, that the liftach hadin bereisha miftach pasach bekinuyin da'areisa bereisha. First, we mention a halacha that is very clear. The halacha of kinuyim, as we're going to see based on Rabbi Yochanan, is that which is a neder which is made in any language. That's pashut, that it should be chal. It's a very obvious halacha. So the Tana wants to begin with the most obvious halacha and then proceed to the bigger chiddush, the bigger chiddush, the more novel explanation of that of a yad. V'hadam efarish yados ta'asin le'midrasha, and then, in clarifying the halachas, he explains first that of a yad, which he derived from that of a limud, and then we go and explain the second one. So basically, after mentioning the basic halachas in order of the lower chiddush to the bigger chiddush, the Tana then explains the bigger chiddush, the one that needs clarification first, and then we'll mention the one after that. So the Gemara says hanich l'nandar. So this style would fit with according to the shita that holds kinuyim are lashon nachrinhen, that lashon of a kinoy is any foreign language which you're using to make the nether, or different terms that people know. It's clearly a type of a vow term that would make something make the neder chal. So then it would be obvious that nedarim can be affected through anything that is a lashon of a kinoy. Now leman da'amar, but as we mentioned, it's machlokes. Believe it, I think it was Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. We quote Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, who holds that lashon. I think it's on Daf Yud. We'll get to it. Bezhem lashon shebadil and chachamim lios noder bo, that the equivalent, the terms of a kinoy, is something which is an expression the chachamim used to people make a neder. The Gemara is going to explain according to Reish Lakish, the chachamim used the words of a kinoy to avoid people using the lashon of korban. Let this be like a korban to me, as the Ran explains, because we're afraid that chayshinan shem yazkir Hashem da Hashem samach kabe korban echziv korban lashem. We're afraid people will use the shem Hashem because the pasuk by korban it says korban lashem, and we're afraid that some people will forget the word korban v'shem yazkir Hashem v'lo yazkir korban imtzo shehotzi shem shemayim levatala. It was the chachamim, according to Reish Lakish, the whole reason that we made a kinoy. We don't want people to use the word korban. We want to use other lashonos specifically to avoid the lashon of korban, lest people come to use the word of Hashem, the name of Hashem, without mentioning korban whatsoever, and just mention Hashem in the context and be mevatel shem shemayim and express shem shemayim levatala, and that would be obviously a grave issur. So we wanted to avoid that. So, but that is a chiddush. Then, if Chacham specifically wanted to use that lashon, it's not really a lashon that I would have known as a neder. Then, ma'ikalamimar, what is there to say according to Reish Lakish? These are not going to be something which is obvious whatsoever, and therefore their adin that their abundant established can be chal as a neder. The Tana should have taught this halacha of a kinoy, which should have been mentioned first. So the Gemara says, Miktana Yados. Does the Mishnah actually teach us the halacha of Yados explicitly? Doesn't mention that also. V'lav chasur chamechzer. We mentioned that the Mishnah was a lacking Mishnah. We had to, chasur mechzer is like one of the most dochak answers the Gemara will come on to. Because basically we're saying we have to amend the text of a Mishnah. We're never comfortable doing that. That's like a very, last straw answer. Like we use it when we don't have any other options. So here the Gemara is saying that once we're already amending the lashon of the Mishnah, it's not so crazy to say aktim nami v'tani yados. We're amending the Mishnah anyway, so also you should mention that the lacha of yados is going to be that mentioned before that of kinuyim. So that would not be a question according to Reish Lakish either, meaning the Gemara is assuming that according to Reish Lakish, kinuyim were made by the Chachamim. We have to explain our Mishnah as being already a chesir mechzer from the very beginning and adding in the order, also fixing the order. We're saying the following, and then the Gemara fleshes it out. Kol yadus nadarim kinedarim, kol kinu nadarim kinedarim, that it would make more sense to start with the halacha of a yad, a partial declaration of nadarim, and then mention the halacha of a kinoy, of the term that is going to be used by Chazal to avoid saying korban, are going to be affected like nedarim. Ve'elu en yados ha'omer lechavero ve'elu en kinuim konem konem konech konas and konam konam konach and konam Konas, rather. So then the Gemara says, again, these are example of a Yad, and then we mentioned, right, that's a person who says that Menjanim left that, those Lashon of Yad, and the Kinuyim are going to be the Lashonos of different terms that the Chazal wanted us to use according to Rish Lakish. The Mishnah is teaching us the basic halacha of a Yad first, and also explains this halacha first according to Rish Lakish. So the Gemara, according to Rish Lakish, was going back on its original, is going back on the assumption that we would get the bigger Chiddush first. Rather, it's stating that the idea of a Yad is going to be mentioned first, and then the explanation of Yad is going to be mentioned first, and then first a Yad, which are going to be learned through a Limud, and then Kinuyim, which are actually more of a Chiddush, they're going to be mentioned second. So this would apply according to Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan could keep the Mishnah before, or as we added, just amending that one aspect of it, of explaining a Yad. So the Gemara now continues. V'yados hechak tziva, where is actually the, how do we learn out that there's a concept of a Yad in the Torah? So the Gemara says we have the following drasha. The pasuk says, Ish ki yafli lindor neder nazir lahazir lashem. A person who is making a vow to yafli lindor, literally according to Rashi, seems to be like to remove himself, to remove himself by making a vow, a neder, as to be a nazir for the sake of Hashem, that's to be l'shem shemayim, should be l'shem shemayim. Now the Gemara says, v'tanya, we learn in a braisa, nazir lahazir. So we learn that it says nazir lahazir, a double lashon. So why do we have a double lashon? Because that is a riboy. That is coming to include something which we would not have known otherwise. What is it coming to include? La'asoyt kinoit naziros kinaziros. To tell us the lacha of a kinoit, the kinoit of naziros is going to be like a naziros, the yados naziros kinaziros. And also to make a partial declaration of naziros like that of a naziros. The Rana is very bothered by lasos kinoit naziros kinaziros. According to Rabbi Yochanan, why do I need a kinoit to be derived from the extra pasuk? So he actually takes out the text. He deletes the words of kinoit naziros kinaziros. It really should only be yados naziros kinaziros. I hear the tanya of the Ran to justify our gear, so we don't have time to be marach in that answer, but that is the point of the Ran, just to point that out. So the Gemara says again, so we're learning out of here that we have kinuyim and yados by naziros as well. Ainly, I only learn these halachas by naziros. How do I learn it? By Nidarim Inai, and where do I know that we learn this halacha by Nidarim as well? So says the Gemara, Tavad Lomar, Ish Kiyafli Lindor Neder Lazir Lahazir Lashem, a person who is going to remove himself by making a neder, a vow, and then a neder, to be a nazir, to abstain himself for the sake of Hashem. Makish Nazirus Nadarim. We have Yafli Lindor Neder, we have Nadarim mentioned in the context, the same context as Nazirus. So we have a Hekish, we're comparing the two halachas, Nadarim to Nazirus, and also from Nadarim to Nazirus. Ma Nazirus Asabu Yados Nazirus Ken Nazirus, just like with regards to Nazirus, as we just had the drasha before, that a Yad, a partial declaration, is going to be valid, and also, maybe also, Kinu Nazirus here doesn't mention it, so that's what the Ran's Taina. Af Nadarim Asaben Yados Nadarim Ken Nadarim. So too, by Nadarim, also a Yad, a partial declaration, is going to be valid, if that's what the attention of the person making the Neder was. Uman Nadarim over Bavali Yacher. So we said that there's also a comparison from Nadarim to Nazir. What halacha by Nadarim are we going to now apply to halachas of Nazirus? We're going to say that halachas of Nadarim, with regards to Nadarim, that when it comes to Nadarim, you're over Bavali Yacher, Val to Acher. That a person is going to be over the Isra Dereisa to literally desecrate what he had said, make an Isra Dereisa not, and also an Isra Dereisa to delay what he does. If he makes a Nadar, the pasuk says, "Ki sidor neder l'Hashem lo sacher l'shlomo, you shall not be late in paying." In fact, that's a reference to someone who agrees to bring a korban to the Beis Hamikdash. You have shalosh regalim. After the shalosh regalim, you're going to be over the iser deraisa. To machlokas tanaim, actually, how that works? Which the three, the order of the three, how it works? Okay, but the pashas, if you over three regalim, you're going to be over the iser deraisa. After zeros, over bevayacheva tacher can also be over the iser deraisa to violate what you said and also delaying it. Those two things apply. Umanet darim ha'av mefer nidrabita. Also, in regards to Nadarim, we have another halacha. The halacha is that a father is able to revoke the Nadarim of his daughter up to the age of 12 and a half. So too, a Baal Mefer Nidrish and a husband can revoke the Nadarim of his wife, if there are something which is in a nefesh to the husband. Af Nazirus, so too, Nazirus, Av Mefer Nazirus, be to a father can remove his daughter's Nazirus, Ubal Mefer Nazirus Ishto, and also a husband can remove his wife's Nazirus. So we see over here that we learn from the Nekesh Nadarim to Nazirus, the halacha, the Ikar halacha that we wanted was the idea of a Yad applying from Nazirus to Nadarim. So the Gemara says, but wait a second though, we learn the double lashon of Nazirus, Maishlagam Nazirus, Tichsiv Nazir Lahazir. We learn the double lashon because it says Nazir Lahazir as a Nazir to abstain. That is a lachora, a double lashon of nazir lahazir, and we're able to learn the halacha of a yad from that halacha. That makes sense, fine. But nedarim also, we don't need to come out to hekesh. Nedarim nami haksiv lindor neder. It says a double lashon of making a neder, lindor neder, a double lashon of making a neder. So why doesn't this redundancy also be able to be explained the same way by nazir? And we don't have to come out to hekesh. Hekesh alamali. Why do I have to come on to the hekesh whatsoever? So the Gemara says, because ikas of neder, lindor, if the pasuk had said a neder to make the vow with the noun preceding the verb, then kidikas of nazir lahazir, by as we see by nazir, that it says also nazir and then lahazir in a verb form, then kidama, then you're right, that then would be a reboy, and we don't lotzare hekesh, we would not need the hekesh, the comparison between the two, to learn the halachas. However, hashtag, because if lindor neder, but it says lindor first, which is the verb of making the vow to take the neder, that's actually written first, so then the repetition of neder is not necessarily a reboy. Then you could argue, Dibra Torah, Kiloshim Bnei Adam. The Torah is speaking in common language. This is a big machlokas that comes up, Be'ikaron, in actually, Bava Metzia, Eila Metzios. And that machlokas is with regards to when, the way Rav Shechter has explained it in Shir, when the one Andamar that says, Dibra Torah, Kiloshim Bnei Adam, that Akash Baruch Hu says over things in a simple way, the way people speak also for us to learn, and therefore when there's a repetitive lashon in a way that people generally speak, like I'm trying to think of like a phrase in English that we could use as a repetitive phrase, that and that's the way people speak, so the Torah is not supposed to be teaching you an additional halacha. That's the way Rav Shechter explains Dibra Torah, Kilashim Ne'adam. As the Bagara points out though, that's a machlokas above Metzia in Eilu Metzias. The Gemara says, Hanich Lamad Amar the Islay Dibra Torah, Kilashim Ne'adam, that we don't learn from the special halachas of the special times that the Torah repeats itself, like Azov, Tazov, and all the different halachas where the Torah repeats itself in different contexts. So those halachas we don't learn an extra drasha. However, there is many tanaim, since the majority of tanaim actually learn that we do learn a drasha. When the Torah repeats itself, like azov tazov, to help him, that's what the Gemara learns even many multiple times, different drashas that we have from to helping a person unload something. So we have that drasha or other example, a lot of examples there of things that are repetitive. So when double lashon is applied, we do learn a drasha. So what does he learn with high lindor neder my avilei? Because we don't argue dibra Torah kolashim neder, that's not a valid argument. So the fact that the Torah is repeating itself to say something, so we are going to be able to learn the halacha of a yad lechora from there. So then, what is the purpose of if we already have a hekesh? What's the purpose of lindor neder? So the Gemara says, because we could say darish le laasos yados nedarim kinedarim. So we can actually learn, you're right, that the Ikar Lacha is from the fact that it says Lindor Neder to teach you that the Yirah of a Yad is a Yad Nidarim. And then once we have that Lacha, Mekesh Naziris Lindarim, we're able to use a Hekesh to learn Naziris to Nidarim. So it's like coming from an opposite end, that Lindor Neder is the Ikar Drasha according to this Mandamar. And the fact that it repeats itself, we learn that there's a Yad by a Neder. And from the Lachas of a Nidarim, we can have the Hekesh to Naziris. So what do you do with Nazir Lahazir? That's what Gemara's about to ask. What do they do with the Lashon of Nazir Lahazir? Because that also is going to be a reboy explaining me something else. Nazir Lahazir, what am I learning with the Lachas of Nazir to Lahazir? So Darish Lay, Melamed, that we learn from over here, turning on to the next number now, Shah Naziris Chal Al Anaziris. That a vow of Naziris can take effect upon another Naziris. A person says, Reuven says, playing it obviously, we don't mind saying that. Reuven says, I am a Nazir as of today. Then he repeats it, I am a Nazir as of today. So the halacha is going to be that he has to keep two minimum 30 days of Naziris. The halacha is that Stam Naziris is Shloshim Yom. So he'd have to keep two sets of 30-day Naziruses and keep two sets of Naziris. So the Mandamar Dibra Torah Kalashim Ne'adam, but according to the Mandamar that says that the Torah does use the common language if it repeats itself, but don't learn a drasha. So Lindor Neder is not to be learned anything. V'Nazir L'Hazir Darshin. So he has the drasha of Nazir L'Hazir to teach you Yados Naziris and then learns the Hekesh back to Nadarim. Lazir Naziris. Shenaziris Chal and Naziris Menelli. So where does he learn this halacha though? That's a good question because he uses up the drasha of Lahazir, Nazir Lahazir to the effect of Yados Naziris. So where is he going to learn the halacha that you need, that you can have the concept of having a double Naziris? So Gemara says, well, actually, it's a machlokas. Actually, a shita that holds that there is no such thing as having a double Naziris. Once I'm in my period of Naziris and I say the same exact lashon, I say, Reuven says he's a Nazir today. Then he says again, he's a Nazir today. As of today, so the halacha is not going to be, according to them, according to a shita, that doesn't do anything. There is no such thing as another Naziris on that. You already started your Naziris. So therefore, then that would work. So he doesn't have any drasha because there is no drasha. He disagrees with the concept. But if he holds, like the shita that says that Naziris can take effect upon another Naziris, so then where does he learn this halacha that it's possible? So the Gemara says, because we can learn, it's actually really three things to be learned. Because the pasuk could have said, Nimakra Lizor. My lahazir shemamine tarte. So we learn there's actually an extra riboy over here. The halacha of nazir lahazir is one halacha. That's teaching us yados. The second, from the fact that it says lahazir was then instead of the word lizor, that's an additional riboy, an additional halacha we can learn that nazirus can take effect upon another nazirus, and you could have two naziruses of 30 days once you're already holding in your nazirus. But Marav Amrei in Bavel, in opposite Marav is the west is Eretz Yisrael. The west of Bavel is Eretz Yisrael. They say the following: Itana de mafik le liyados min nidor lindor neder. There is a Tana who learns the idea of a partial net of a yad from the halachas of lindor neder, as we just said above. Itana de mafik le min kol yotze mipiv yaase. So, meaning according to them, this Tana holds that when the Torah spoke in lashon bnei adam, and therefore the lashon of yados cannot be learned of making a neder. So they learn out from the fact that it says whatever you say is going to be done, that implies that any form of the neder coming from a person's mouth, including even a yad, is going to be necessary to keep, and therefore it's going to be learned through nedarim, and then Memela, you'll learn it from a hekesh to Naziris. According to this explanation, the Tana does not learn two halachas from Nazir Lahazir. Rather, he learns it only from the halacha of with regards to Kol Yotze Mepiv Yase, that everything he should do, whatever he does, Kol, anything is going to, Kichol, Hayotze Mepiv Yase, Kichol, anything that is done, even what he intends, even if it's only a partial declaration, but that's what he intended, then he should keep it. Now the Gemara discussed the halachas of Yad, the Gemara goes back, Amar Mar, Umanidarm over Beval Yacher Val Tacher. With regards to Nedarim, a person who postpones his fulfillment of bringing a korban is going to be over the Isser D'Oraisa of delaying. So too, with regards to Nedarim, you're going to be also over the Isser D'Oraisa of delaying. The Gemara points out, Bishlam Bal Yacher Nedarim Mishkachala. So when it comes to Bal Yacher, of just violating and desecrating your words, you're not listening to what you said. So that is going to be, when it comes to not listening to what you said, that's going to be Kigona Mar Kigazu Ocha V'lo Achla. If he says, I'm going to eat this piece of bread in the next hour and he doesn't eat it, that's an Isser D'Oraisa. Over Mishlam Bal Yacher Zavaro. Ella Bal Yachid is just, where do I have the concept of specifically just not listening to what he says with regards to Nazirus? Hechem Mishkachla, how do I have that? Because Kevin Amar Reini Nazir, the moment he says that he's a Nazir, which is now is going to be a Neder of Nazirus, Havilei Nazir, you're going to be the Lachas of a Nazir, and Acha, if he ends as having, like, say, he eats grapes, Kamlei Beval Yochal, so he's going to be the Isra Dereisa of not eating grapes, the other Isra Dereisa in the Torah, and not the Isra Dereisa of Baal Yachir, the Isra Dereisa of Bal Yachal, rather. Bal Yachal. There's Bal Tacher and Bal Yachal. It's confusing because the words are similar. Bal Yachal is not listening to what you said. It's violating your word. And Bal Tacher is delaying what you said. So we're in Bal Yachal. And if I said it before wrong, that's what I'm fixing it now. Bal Yachal is specifically not listening to what you said. So go back again. So if the point of the Gemara is that the Gemara has a Havamina, that you can have a situation where you're only over Bal Yachal, where you violated your word, but not over the Isra Dereisa of violating your Nazirus, in the Halachas of Nazirus, of eating something which comes from the grape. That's the other halacha in the Torah, that the Torah specifically tells you not to eat, right, anything from the Geffen, any produce, even grapes in the Torah. That's one of Rav Yosef Engel's famous, he has a concept called a siag midoresa. That Chazal didn't make up the idea of making a siag la Torah, right? The Mishnah of us, yes, siag la Torah, the whole idea of an iser derabanan to prevent us from doing iser deraisas, all the different things that we have to avoid us violating iser deraisas in the Torah, that is a siag. That's all midrabanan. Rav Yosef Engel says, but really, the Torah itself seems to have a siag deraisa, meaning the idea of this is one of the examples he brings, that a nazir shouldn't have grapes. It seems to be that the whole tachas of the issue of the nazir is really having wine. So we say though that even midaraisa, not even have grapes, the Torah itself is making a siag on the ikar iser, which is not having wine. Okay, that's a very interesting concept. He has it by chametz, different things that we have this concept too. But back to over here. So, but at the end of the day, the Gemara is pointing out the moment that he eats any product from the grape, he's over the iser deraisa of violating his nazirus. So the Gemara says, you're right. Amar Rava, lo over Allah b'shem. We never meant that there's a concept that you could be over Bal Yachel alone and not be over your Nazirus. You're right. The moment that he violates his Nazirus, he's over the Isser D'Oraisa of whatever it was, of being the Tamil Mesim or eating grapes, whatever it's going to be, he's going to be violating that Isser as well. But in addition to that, he's also over another Isser D'Oraisa of Bal Yachel, of not listening to his word, and that would be an Isser D'Oraisa as well. So l'chora, if you warned him for both of them, you should be chayav two sets of Malkus, because he is violating two sets of Isser D'Oraisas, which are going to be Chayev and Malkus. The Gemara says, "Bal Tachar Nazirus Hechem Mishachalas." Now, going back, we also said that there's a hekesh between the lachas of delaying with regards to Nazirus, just like we have by Nadar. Kevadam Arini Nazir. The moment he says, "I'm a Nazir," Havli Nazir. So he has to keep automatically keep his Nazirus. And Alcha, if he decides to have things of grapes, come lebe Bal Yochel. He's over the Isser D'Oraisa of his violating his neder, not about delaying it. He's violating Isser D'Oraisa because he is subject to halachas of nazirus. So the Gemara says, "Be'omer lech she'erze ehe nazir." If one says, "When I want, I should become a nazir." So that case, it seems to be that only ve'iyamar kishe'erze le'kabachad. The Gemara says, "Wait a second though. Whenever you want to be a nazir, that's when you're going to be delaying it. That's not true. That the moment that you said when I want, so when you want it, if you want it in a year from now, if you want it in 6 months from now, then that's when you're going to be a nazir. But you don't want it right now. There's no delaying it. If you didn't want it for that in an entire year, so you didn't delay anything. You didn't want to become a nazir yet." So says the Gemara, "Amar Rava kegon da amar lo iftar mina oilam ad shehe nazir." If he says, "I will not leave this world without first being a nazir," to mina din shaita avile nazir. From that moment, he's obligated to become a nazir. And if he does not become a nazir immediately, he's violating the Isra Deraisa of Baal Ta'achim. Why is this? So we need a little bit of explanation here. Because the moment you say, you're not leaving this world, loy patar min olam ad she nazir, when you make that lashon, that implies that you want to become a nazir under the extent before that you die. So now a person doesn't know when he's going to die. So therefore, since he doesn't know when he's going to die, he has a chiyav immediately to become a nazir. And if he doesn't, and he delays that even a moment, then you are going to be over an iser de oraisa. So that's what we were learning from over here. The question the Ron asked, well, why don't we learn it? We know, but we just pointed out by Nedarim that you have Shlosh Regalim. So why should Nazirus be more chummer than that of Shlosh Regalim? Maybe at least give him three Shlosh Regalim, and then he'll be violating the Issa Deraisa in this case. Why is it immediately, if he delays even a moment at this case, is he going to be Chayav Baal Ta'acher? So the Ran answers that in the case of Korbanos, that we understand that you're bringing a Korban without an imposed deadline. That means that the delaying we establish is three. However, when it comes to this case, this is even just the moment you're saying before you die, we don't know when that is. So that moment is now immediately chal on you, and any delay on that is going to be an iser deraisa. That's the difference between the two cases. That's the shita of the Ran. So now the Gemara says, so if you say that, Rav explains as a raya for him that we have this case in the case of Gittin. A person tells his wife, Reuben says to his wife Sarah, that I'm giving you a get that should be chal a moment before I die. Why would he be wanting to give this get? Because he doesn't want, let's say they don't have children, and he doesn't want them to deal with Yibum. He doesn't want her to be stuck with Yibum or Chalitza with his brother, and they don't have any children, so he makes this declaration. Asur la'echo b'tayra miyad, the lacho is over here, that if the husband is a kohen, she is asur to eat truma immediately. That is going to be the din. The Ran points out that there actually is a nafkamina though between the two. When it comes to the case of the woman who's married to the kohen, if she in fact eats truma, so she violated the halacha, she ate truma, and her husband didn't die, so she wasn't over any isra l'mafreya. It comes out retroactively, she didn't do anything wrong. She was machting herself into a suffix deresa, which she shouldn't have done, but it came out that she ended up being okay because he never died. So the halacha is that she's not supposed to do it, but did it. But in this case over here though, if you delay it even for a moment, even if you didn't die yet, since the halacha is you never know when you're going to die, so that means that it should be chal right away, so that is not able to be delayed even for a moment. Even if you don't die the next minute, and you're not a nazir though, then that is already a violation of the iser deresa of nazirus. Now the Gemara points out, we see from over here, a person might die. Because maybe right now, the guy will die, and therefore you should make that is chal right away. As we mentioned, there's a little bit of a nuanced difference, as the Ron pointed out, but that be'etzem is the halacha. Okay, be'ez Hashem, on Shabbos, we'll pick up with Daf Dalet in the recordings, be'ez Hashem on Daf, hey.